Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
I want you all to do me a favor. Just take a breath and let it out. Now, if you don't think you had anything to thank Jesus for this morning, you can thank Him for that breath, because He just gave it to you. He just gave it to you. And if you think about it, He could have said no, but He gave it to you. All right. I've asked Jason to help me out a little bit. I've asked him to put a picture up for me. That's an alligator on a frozen pond in North Carolina this past winter. They found all these alligators out there in this pond. Anybody like alligators? They're pretty good deep fried. I've had them like that, so try them. But this alligator was frozen along with about 20 others. And all that they saw was their snout out of the ice. Everybody thought they were dead. But as the pond thawed out, the alligators started to move again. It's almost like they're back to life from the dead. Think about that. Alligators aren't made for winter. These ones lived. And I just want to make you think about that for a minute, because God put that in them. He put that in them, the ability to survive this ice. And He gives us an ability to survive too. Okay, Jason, you can turn that off. Thank you. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Lazarus. Many of us are familiar with the story of Lazarus. You know, his sister sent to Jesus, said, you know, Lazarus is dying. He's dying. He's getting ready to die. And we need your help. They knew Jesus could heal him. They had faith in Jesus. They knew He could heal him. Jesus said, okay, I'll be there in a few days. It's like, we need you now. Think about that. You ever call 911 and them tell you, okay, give us a couple days. We'll be there. EMTs are out of town. We can't help you right now, but we'll be there. That's what they heard. You know, they were going through life. And we all go through some hard times in this life. And they were going through. They were watching their brother pass. And before Jesus came, Lazarus did die. And he got there 4 days after he died. He went to the tomb and raised him. We all know that story, right? He raised him from the dead. So truly a miracle. Truly a miracle. And Jesus raised him from the dead. But in the middle of all that, sisters, Mary and Martha, they had a loss of hope. They were struggling with this because Jesus, they felt Jesus had let them down. Okay? And then in the middle of all this conversation, Martha is saying, you know, Jesus, if you'd only been here, He'd still be alive. We wouldn't have lost Him. He'd still be with us. Think about that. They were upset. You know? And in the middle of all that, Jesus says to her, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes shall never die. Do you believe this?
Amen.
Amen. And think about that, though. Jesus had said this to Martha in the middle of her grief. She had let her hope die. And you know, really, who could blame her? I mean, who could blame her? She called out to Jesus, you know, and He said, you know, I'll be there. I'll be there later. And she watched her brother die. She watched him get wrapped in the grave clothes. She watched him be put in the tomb and the rock sealed over. She watched all this. She saw him die. So who could blame her for letting her hope die? I mean, really? I mean, we've all been through it. You know, life can be hard, right? Anybody ever have a hard life, hard time in life? You know, there's two or three of you. Okay. If you didn't raise your hand, you can probably leave, because this message is not for you. All right. But anyway, you know, life can be really hard. But if you think about it, it's only temporary. Right? It's only temporary. It's full of sorrow sometimes, but it's only temporary. It's full of pain. It's full of hard times, heartache. But there is hope, and His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And what I mean by only temporary and this pain we can go through in this life, you know, hey, Pat, I brought my rock back, okay? I was trying to stay off the furniture, though. All right. If I asked for a volunteer to come up here, would anybody raise their hand? You would? Now let me explain to you what you'd be volunteering for first. I want you to lay your hand on this table. And for the next 30 seconds, I'm going to take this rock and pound on your hand. You still want to come up?
Will it hurt hard?
Yeah, it's going to hurt. But think about that. But now think about this. If I told you I was going to do that for the next 30 seconds, and afterwards, you'd live the rest of your life with absolutely no pain, no hurt, no sorrow, you would have that hope, and I could guarantee you, you'd have that hope.
Amen.
That even though you're going through that, you know it's only temporary. After 30 seconds, I know Melissa would say, oh yeah, I'll take that. Both hands. But you know, that's the hope we can have in Jesus. We can have the hope that even though we take a pounding on this earth, even though it hurts, even though we go through horrible times in this life, and I know many people in here have gone through, even in the past year, have gone through some really hard times. But even with all that, Jesus gives us that hope. Because we have the eternal life that He promises. We have the hope of heaven. We have the hope of heaven that we don't have to think about all we're going through all the time if we can look ahead. And I'm not trying to make light of anything we go through. I know it's hard. But try and keep your focus on heaven. Because that's where God's leading us. As long as we have Jesus Christ, we're there. And you know, if you think about it, what He says in Revelations about heaven, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. Boy, that sounds good to me. You know, and this can help you get through this life if you have that hope. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is that hope. He is the one who will live for us and let us live. And you know, when Jesus told that to Martha about He was the resurrection and the life, some of those around there, they must have started to think a little bit about what He was saying. And what I mean by this is when they got to the tomb and Jesus said, roll that stone away, they did it. They didn't say, why? Are you crazy? I said, yeah, just roll that stone away. So they had a little bit of that hope. They might not have known what was going to happen. Martha didn't have that hope because all she talked about is how bad her brother was going to start be stinking in there. But with this hope, it can give us a new perspective on life. It can let us know that whatever we're going through, we can have a new perspective. Now I'm sitting here, I'm looking out over the church right now, and I can see you all. Tom's sitting up there in the sound booth. He looks out over here and he has a different perspective on this church right now because he's in a different place than I am. And spiritually speaking, when we get a hold of Jesus, we're in a different place. We look at life differently. We don't look at life how we used to. We don't look at the pain and sorrow. We look at where we're going. We look at who Jesus is. We see Him for who He is, and we can trust. When He says, I am the resurrection and the life, we know this isn't it. We know this isn't the end. We know when we pass, we go on to something better. No matter what we go through on this life, and whatever comes to us in this life, in this world, we can have hope. Because nothing, not even death, can defeat a child of the King. We got any kids of God in here? Okay, you have God's kids in here?
Amen.
Yeah? All right. A few of you. That's always good. And you know, when we get this hope down inside of our lives, when we can really get a hold of it, when we can really get a hold of this hope, it'll light our way through the valleys that we face on this earth.
Amen.
And we don't have to live in those valleys in darkness.
Amen.
Even though the valley's dark all around us, we'll have light to help lead us through. We'll have that light. And we'll have that life that He promises. He is the resurrection. He is the life. And He gives that to us freely. He gives it to us freely. And I'm pretty excited about that. I am. But you know, when Jesus died on that cross, it wasn't just to get us into heaven. It was also to get a little bit of heaven down into us. So we can live on this earth as he intended us to, because he doesn't want us just going through life existing. Anybody ever been there? It's like, you know, like that commercial, Time to Make the Donuts, where he just goes through life, goes through the motions. He just exists. Jesus wants us to live. You know, he gives us life. And as he says, he gives it to us more abundantly. Anybody like got an abundant life today? Sometimes that's another word for busy. Very, very busy. But it's also not about just surviving. You know, we can eat and breathe. And that's just surviving. But as we go through life, as we continue to grow in Christ, he'll give us a new life. He'll put us in places we never thought we'd be in. He'll show us things we never thought we'd see. And you know, that's one of the things he's done for me, you know, with this jail ministry, right? I don't know anything about this stuff, but he shows me. He shows me every day. Every day. And you know, we can just go through life crying out, you know, dead man walking, right? Everybody seen Green Mile? Yeah. Dead man walking. That's what we can be. Or we can truly be alive in Christ. We can truly be alive. You know, God breathed life into Adam. Anybody read Genesis? Yeah. Five people. Okay, that's good. Y'all need to read a little bit more. But if you've read Genesis, you'll see God breathed life. He took this lump of dirt, formed it into man, and breathed his life into it. That's what he's doing for us right now. And if he can breathe life into a lump of dirt, do you think he can breathe new life into you? Yeah? All right. And you know, this new life, I call it CPR, right? Christ-powered resurrection. He gives us that new resurrection life. He gives it to us. He raises us from the dead life that we're living, and he'll give us that new life. And at the tomb, fast forward a little bit to the tomb, right? Jesus went to Martha and talked to her about all this, and he said, take me to the tomb, take me to where he is. And when they got there, you know, Martha's like, my brother, there's going to be a smell now. And sometimes we get used to that smell. I used to have friends that lived outside of Urbana, and they had the paper mill up there. And whenever that paper mill would go going really bad, it smelled like sewage. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You'd go to their house, these guys I worked with, you'd go to their house, and you'd smell it. It'd stink. And they didn't notice it because they got used to the smell. And sometimes in the place where we live, when we're without Christ, we can get used to that smell. We can get used to living where we were and not even think about it. Not even think about that smell anymore. But we need to know that Jesus didn't intend for us to live in that smell. He didn't intend for you to live in a place that stinks and get used to that stench. And Jesus also called Lazarus out of the tomb because we're not intended to live in the tomb. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he didn't leave him in the tomb. What would have been the point of that? You know, he could have just stayed there in this little cave and said, have people bring him meals and all that. What would have been the point? He called him out of the tomb. Said, Lazarus, come forth. And I've heard other preachers say that he had to call him by name because if he hadn't have, everybody would have got up out of their tombs around there. That would have been fun. But he called him out. And sometimes, you know, when we get a hold of Jesus, sometimes we want to hide in where we were. We want to hide in the life we've always led. You know I did. When I first was saved, I thought, it's all good now. I can just stay where I'm at. No, I don't have to worry about anything. But he doesn't want you to stay where you're at. He doesn't want you to continue living in where you were living before. He wants you to get up and get out of that tomb. Lazarus came forth. He was wrapped in his grave clothes. And I picture a mummy, right? You know, I picture him standing outside the tomb with his legs bound together, having trouble standing. I don't know if that's how it really was, but that's what I picture. But he told those around him to take those grave clothes off of them. And that's one of those things I think about too, because sometimes when we get up in this new life in Christ, sometimes when we get up and we get out of that tomb, we want to take some of our old stuff with us. Old habits, yeah. Old ways of living, old sins. We want to take that with us. Yeah, we don't need it, do we? He's going to give us what we need. But sometimes we want to drag that stuff with us. And when you look around at your life and you still smell that tomb, maybe it's because you got a hold of something you still don't need. Maybe there's something you're holding on to. But he wants us to let it go. And church, that's our job, to help someone let that stuff go. I don't mean to just be rude about it, but I'm just saying, when you gently help someone to let it go. If someone comes to you and says, well, I got this problem with this, and I know God's talking to me, well, help them. Talk to them about it. Be open to them about it. Don't condemn them for it, but help them out of that. Help them out of their grave clothes. You know, and if you think about Lazarus for a minute, after he rose from the dead, after Jesus called him out of that tomb, think about the life he probably led. I mean, you talk about someone who knew the resurrection and the life. This man had been dead and in the grave for 4 days. Now he's alive. Think about what he looked at Jesus with, the eyes he looked at Jesus with. He now knows who he's following. He now knows he doesn't have anything to fear on this earth. Right? He knows who holds the future. And it's funny because earlier this week I told Melissa that I was going to IM Pastor Vicky and ask her to do Because He Lives. I never did. But she did it. But you know, when Lazarus got up, he now knows who his Savior is. He knows with complete confidence that he can have hope in Jesus, that no matter what he goes through, no matter what he faces, yes, Jesus is always right there. You know, Pastor Joe talked about that last week. Jesus is always with us. And I would love it if Lazarus had wrote a book in the Bible. Because I can only imagine what that would have been like if he had wrote his story after he rose from the tomb. Think about it. Think about how much confidence that man had in his life and in his Savior. You know, when we go from one life to the next, and I'm talking on this earth, when we're saved, when we go from being who we were through the rebirth, through being born again, we got to think about that, because it's just like a little baby. When a baby's born, that baby's no longer intended to live in the womb. And I know there's a lot of women here that are probably very happy about that. He's no longer intended to live in that womb. That baby cannot survive in that womb anymore. The baby's learned to eat. The baby's learned to breathe. And that's how we must be. When we're born again, we're not intended to live where we used to. We're no longer intended to be there. We're intended to live in the new life in Christ. New creation. New creation. That's what you are right now. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Amen. Don't live in the old ways. Don't live in the tomb. Don't live in the stench. Even if you got used to the stench, don't live anymore. Nobody likes that. Take those grave clothes off. Get rid of your old life. You know? I mean, when Melissa and I were saved, and it's been, this next Sunday will be 6 years for Melissa since she went to the altar. I was a little bit slow on that. So, very slow on that. Yeah, she got me going. But when we were saved, a lot of things changed in our lives. We got rid of some stuff. We got rid of some junk. You know, the music we used to listen to. Woo! Yeah, well, the music I used to listen to. She didn't, you know, Ozzy and all that, right? She didn't get into all that. But anyway, we get rid of all that. We don't need that anymore, because Jesus doesn't want us living in that stench. He doesn't want us living that old life. And that's what he wants for each and every one of us. He wants a new life for us. Yeah. Amen. Jesus is the resurrection of the life. He is risen. And because He lives, we can have hope. Because He lives, we can live. Because He lives, we can have a new life. We don't need to live in the old life anymore. No longer. He doesn't want us there. And you know, this new life isn't just for the individual, for each and every one. This is also for the church as a whole. And I'm not just meaning Maplewood. I'm talking about the church, all the church, because we need new life. Anybody ever seen a news article about a church closing? Right? Used to be 5 Nazarene churches in Springfield. Now there's 3. The church needs this new life. The church needs this resurrection. You know, I think about what Pastor Joe and Pastor Vicky always say, if we're not growing, we're dying. Think about that. As a church, are we growing? As a church, are we embracing this new life that Christ wants for us? Is our church being resurrected? Does our church have life? I think we're getting there. I've seen some stuff in here. Yeah, Pat's getting all excited. She's going to climb up on the chair. You want to? Let me help you? Okay. But we can have that new life in Christ. As long as our church is Christ-centered. And I think it is. I really think it is. I think we're where we need to be, and we're walking with Him now. Not that we weren't before, but I think we're growing more and more. These dry bones, they can live again, right? You ever look out over a bunch of people? You know, there's an old joke about church. These 4 pastors sitting around a table, and one of the pastors says, you know, when Jesus comes, my church is going to be the first one to go with Him. And they're like, well, why do you say that? And he goes, well, it says the dead in Christ will rise again, right? But we can't be a church that's dead in Christ. We need to be alive in Him. And I do believe that this church is. And if you're not there yet, get with it. Because you can. Jesus won't reject anybody. Nobody. And that's so hard to believe sometimes, but if you look at Saul, when he became Paul, the man used to go around killing Christians, and now, how many books in here did he write? Okay. So this resurrection is for each and every one of us. This life is for each and every one of us.
Amen.
And you know, when Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes shall never die. Then he looked at her and said, do you believe this? Do you believe this morning?
Amen.
Do you believe Jesus is the resurrection? Do you believe He is the life? Do you find hope in His name? Do you find new life in His name? Are you living His life? You living the life He wants for you? Yes. It got a little quieter on that one. I'm going to ask you right now. Does anybody in here feel Jesus calling them? Does anybody, you know, like Lazarus, when he got up out of that tomb? You know, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Anybody in here feel that he's calling them right now to come forth? Anybody in here looking for that new life? Anybody in here being called out of the old life? Are you being called into something new right now? Are you being called into the life that Christ intended you to? Are you living it? Do you feel it? And I'm gonna walk up to the front. And if you're feeling that call on your heart, Lord, if you're feeling the call on your heart right now from Jesus, and He's calling you into this new life, and you want to come forward and pray, I'm gonna walk up with you. You know, you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it by yourself. When Jesus calls your name, the worst tragedy that can happen is you don't respond.
Amen.
If you don't respond, but He won't give up on you. He won't give up on you. He's going to keep calling. But I'm going to ask you to walk up with me right now. Walk up with me and ask Him to give you that new life. Ask Him to give you that new spirit, that new breath. Ask Him to be the resurrection in your life. Does anybody want that this morning? Anybody? Don't hold back. If you're looking for the new, I know I am. I want new life in my life. I want Him to continue to grow me. I want Him to continue to give me the new life that He promises. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now then. Father God, we come to You this morning and we thank You so much for this service, Lord. We thank You for this time together. We thank You for the presence of Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, if there's anyone in this sanctuary that You're speaking to right now, Lord, make it clear to them. Make it clear to each and every one of us. And Lord, give us this new life that You gave to Lazarus. Give us the hope that we can find in Your name, Lord. Give us the resurrection power. Give us the life. Lord, breathe Your Holy Spirit upon us and help us this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.